Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of December, and I'm recording at a late-ish 10:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, a quiet day here overall, as you would expect. And if you heard yesterday's audio, Monday's audio, I mentioned the overbought condition and that we were likely to see the spillover into a consolidation in January. Well, may have started for stock markets, that is. It may have started here a day early, or a couple of days early, because we certainly had some softening conditions here today, making it much easier to mention the markets that were actually up on the day. But among the bigger movers to the downside, Japan, the Nikkei 225 was down over 1.5%, again consolidating that recent overbought condition. The Hang Seng Index gave up a chunk of yesterday's gains. It was down 1.14% today. And the Shanghai Composite Index, A-Share Composite Index, down a tiny fraction. But its companion, the CSI 300 Index, which I seldom mention, but that consists of 300 shares listed on both the Shanghai and also the Shenzhen Composite Index, that was up a tiny, tiny fraction today. The Australian market, just again a fractionally higher, as was the BSE Sensex India for India, and also Jakarta, Indonesia was higher, not bad, 0.94 of a percentage point, and the European stock markets looks like they were all lower in here today. And we, let's see, the biggest decline looks like it's the CAC 40 index down 1.68%, but the Euro Stoxx 50 was down 1.55%. A little bit of concern over the Russian situation there today. So they were all lower. And Wall Street, same thing, modest declines though, just less than a third of a percentage point for the Dow on the downside. Took it back under the 18,000 level though to 17,983. The S&P down just under half a percentage point, and the Nasdaq a little bit more, two-thirds of a percentage point. Canada fraction and Mexico fractionally lower. Brazil also lower, 1.16%. In government bonds, the U.S. 10-year, they mostly eased, and the U.S. 10-year was a fraction lower here at 2.187%. And well, let's see, as we look at the other markets, the precious metals were clearly stronger in here today, and some good rallies. Palladium pushed back up above 800. It closed at $804.20. Big rally also in silver, which is back up to $16.24. Similarly, gold bullion back at just a fraction over 1,200, and the platinum, as soon as I can find it, is at 1,218. So they were all higher. Metals were all higher in here today, and the U.S. copper also a few cents, I think just over 3 cents higher, up to 285.4. Other industrial metals also steady. And the crude oil story, WTI ended up 51 cents at $54.12 after 52.70 in early trading. And Brent was actually down on the day, 57.52. That was down 36 cents. And but early in the day, it was lower at 56.74. So that's still a very, very soft. No sign yet of an upward dynamic in the crude oil prices. Looks like the shorts are certainly staying with it for now. Precious metals. Well, I think you've got buyers at the lower side of the trading ranges that we've seen in the last quarter, and plenty of selling pressure when they get some reasonable rallies, as we've been seeing. I think this will probably continue for a while longer, but I'm although it's been a struggle, I'm inclined to be nibbling on the lower end of the trading range lightly. And trading out on the rallies going forward, I'll be doing that next year. Stock markets overall, I think I'll say more about new year later on this week. But I think again, what I said yesterday was that we could expect a consolidation of stock market rallies. Which were pretty strong in the latter part of this month, and so we have overbought conditions. But again, bond yields remain low. I don't see that there are any significant new problems to actually worry about. Russia remains the big wild card concern, and in my opinion. Crude oil is a net at $60 is a net plus, but it will hit the energy producers hard, and it will also hit the Western integrated oil companies significantly. Not to mention the shale producers in the USA. Their earnings will be sharply lower. An interesting point going ahead on the S&P, I think that we're seeing estimates that oil share earnings may be down on, at least 20% within the U.S. It was a forecast I saw earlier today from Bloomberg, which is hardly surprising given the sharp drops that they've seen. Now, that will be offset by other sectors within the S&P, but maybe not quite so quickly. So that may be a little bit of a negative factor going into the first quarter. But nevertheless, I still think on balance we should see, despite a choppy stock market environment, some moderate gains next year, particularly where governance is good and the economic policies appear sensible. And on that note, and I will have a short audio tomorrow as well, and Owen and I will both have some comments, some written comments as well. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.